the next game in. Well, on annual wise, you all these fellows won't know them all. Oh, she looked and she looked all around in the room, and she placed her eye on me. Go you home, go you home with me this night, a bad fellow for to be. I dare not, I dare not, said little Matthew Grove. I dare not for my life, for I know you by the rings on your right hand, and that you are Lord Daniel's wife. I am Lord Daniel's wife, she said, but he is not. He's gone this night to the king's castle hall for to see and to be seen. This little footage was standing by, and he took his heels and he ran. He ran till he came to the bridge broken down, and he ran a lamp. And he came to his heels and he run. He run till he came, he swam till he came to dry land again. And he took his heels and he run. He run till he came to Lord Daniel's hall. And he ran and left the bells and the drums. What news, my little footage? What news have you brought unto me? I have come for to tell you that old Matthew Grove is in the bed with your fair lady. If this be the truth you have brought unto me, which I do not believe it to be. I've only one daughter in this wide world, and your wedded bride she should be. If this be a lie that you brought unto me, it will die you did. It I believe it to be. A gallows shall be made, and you swung high, and hanged you shall be. If this be a lie I have brought unto you, it which you believe it to be, you need not make any gallows for me. Just hang me on a tree. He put his horn to his mouth and he blowed. He blowed so loud and strong, but it seemed to say, my little Matthew Grove, come rise you up and go. Oh, hush, oh, hush, I heard his horn. I believe I heard it blow, and it seemed to say, my little Matthew Grove, come rise you up and go. Lie still, then it's fair lady. Oh, there is no danger here. It is my father's shepherd boy. He heard in his flock to the fold. They turned into each other's arms, and they fell into a sleep. And when they woke next morning light, Lord Daniel was at their feet. Oh, how do you like my curtain fine? Or how do you like my tea? Or how do you like my fair lady that lies in your arms asleep? Very well, I like your curtain fine. Much better I like your cheek, but the best of them all is your fair lady that lies in my arms asleep. Rise you up, my little Matthew Grove, and put your clothing on, for it never shall be said when I and gone that I ever killed a naked man. How can I put my clothing on and fight you for my life when you have got two bright brown swords and I have nary knife? If I have got black ground swords, they cost me deep in the purse. I will give to you the best one of them, and I will take the worst. The very first lick Matthew Grove he struck, he wounded our Daniel's sore. But the very next lick Lord Daniel struck, Matthew Grove could strike no more. Then he taken his lady by the hand, and he led her through the hall, and with a sword in his right hand, he fell and his head did fall. Then he turned the butt of the sword to the ground, and the point toward his heart, saying, ain't this hard, my friends are round, Lord Angel and his wife must part.